Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, November 7th, 2011. We'll begin this meeting with the invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver. If you'll rise, please.
Please join me in prayer. Almighty God, thank you for allowing us to live in this great nation where our freedoms are numerous. Lord, be with those that don't have the freedom of worship or a government for the people and by the people. We ask that you protect our military personnel and provide comfort to their families as they protect our freedoms. Father, I ask that you give us, this elected body, the guidance and wisdom to make the right decisions that are legal, ethical, and that are representative of the residents of Jefferson County. I pray all these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in reciting the pledge to our nation's flag.
All right, we'll begin today's agenda with items under purchasing. Item A is to note that no bids were received on the invitation for bids for Drainage District 6 pipeline materials. That's a Texas Department of Rural Affairs, now GLO, disaster funded project. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file renewal of an invitation for bids for a term contract for lease of 217.892 acres at Section 263, Abstract Number 358 for Jefferson County with Mr. Richard Daly for the period November 16th, 2011 to November 15th, 2012. That's our duck lease. That's a land that Jefferson County holds in a mitigation bank for wetlands renewal, and it's leased out for duck hunting. Item C is to consider and approve renewal of an invitation for bids term contract for janitorial equipment and supplies for Jefferson County with Ecolab, Hygieia, and Sanitary Supply. And by addendum, item D, E and F, or D, to approve specifications for Drainage District 6 pipeline replacement materials. Item E is to extend the bid due date for the Jefferson County Regional Marine Security Center from November 22nd, 2011 to November 29th, 2011. And that is a port security grant funded project. Item F is to execute, receive, and file renewal of term contract for janitorial equipment and supplies for Jefferson County with Ecolab, Hygieia, and Sanitary Supply. Do we have a motion on those items?
So moved. So moved.
All right. Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Is there any discussion on those items? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, we'll do items A through D, and we can table items A and D. The rural fire chiefs are desirous that with present conditions that the burn ban remain in place. Item B is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation proclaiming November 18, 2011 as National Adoption Day in Jefferson County. And item C is to consider and approve an intergovernmental agreement with the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission for the distribution of 2011 Port Security Grant Funds. Jefferson County acts as a fiduciary agent for the distribution of these funds to all of the governmental entities in Southeast Texas. We have a motion on those two items. Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Next, we'll go on down to County Auditor. Item A is to consider and approve fiscal year 2011 budget transfer. Transfers out for capital project funding in the amount of $1,200,000 for airport operating Southeast Texas Entertainment Complex. Item B is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ending September 30th, 2011, unadjusted. And item C is regular county bills, check numbers 359954 through 360193. Have a second? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And then under County Clerk, item A is to receive and file supplemental submission to Department of Justice under Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act for preclearance of polling location changes for the November 8, 2011 constitutional amendment election and emergency services district number 3 election. I have a motion on that.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Under Historical Commission, item A is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file the certified local government status applications of the Texas Historical Commission. Moved by Commissioner Arnold and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And lastly, almost lastly, under Human Resources, item A is considering and possibly approve granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days to Sandra Cantu, a sheriff's office employee, and item B to Luther Miller, a Road and Bridge Precinct 4 employee. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alfred and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, now we'll move back to commissioners. And I'll preface this with the, it's item E, and it reads, as authorized by Section 25.0009 of the Government Code, consider and appoint a qualified person to fill the vacancy in the Office of Judge of County Court at Law Number 1 created by the resignation and retirement of the Honorable Alfred Gerson. The person appointed will hold office until the next general election until the successor is elected and hath qualified. All of you know that we miss Judge Gerson very deeply. He served the county with integrity and humor for many years and will be greatly missed. The Commissioner's Court was obviously placed in a precarious position of potentially appointing a person who might be given a leg up in any election to be had for the position of County Court at Law Judge. Fortunately, one of our own came forward to volunteer to hold that position for a year and agreeing not to run for the position, and that's our own Tom Rugg. So I would like to make the motion that Mr. Rugg be appointed to fill the vacancy created in the County Court at Law Number 1 office.
I'll second that, and also we're so thankful that Judge Maine is going to say it was $150,000.
Oh. And we do have a speaker on that issue, Mr. Jen Furstenberg of Groves with Continental Airlines. If you'd like to come forward, Mr. Furstenberg, to the podium, please, sir.
And Judge, may I add that Mr. Furstenberg is also the Republican County Chairman of Jefferson County. Glad you're here, Jim.
Thank you, Judge. Thank you, Commissioners. Just speaking as Chairman of the Jefferson County Republican Party, but not for Jefferson County Republican Party, I'd just like to thank the Commissioners and due diligence in the appointing of Tom Rugg in the interim. Fiscally, it's a great decision, saving the taxpayers money. Not knowing Mr. Rugg personally, I've spoken to numerous individuals about his credibility and qualification. It's impeccable, meets all legal requirements. And I just want to say that I'm in favor and grateful for the appointment for the interim of a non-political decision. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Furstenberg. Mr. Rugg, do you have anything that you'd like to say? Or anyone that you'd like to introduce before we vote?
Yeah.
Far be it for me to suggest that this might be a little bit out of order, but you haven't voted yet.
Should we vote first?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. See, you're making this difficult for me now. I do want to say, first of all, that I am extremely appreciative of this court and the way this court received the proposal that I made to you several weeks ago after learning that my good friend and longtime colleague Al Gerson was retiring from the bench, knowing that for many years I had wanted to serve in that capacity, the people of this county. but also mindful that I have been extremely privileged and fortunate to serve this court and other courts in the capacity which I continue to stand here for at least a little while longer. Well, opportunities to serve don't come along every day. And opportunities like this one come along only once in a lifetime. And I am truly appreciative that all of you have been so receptive to that proposal. However, it doesn't happen in a vacuum. I need to thank some of my family members who are here today. My wife, Jan, please stand, honey. And three of my children, the triplets, John, Laurel, and Andrea. You guys stand up, too. They are my pride and joy, and I am so thankful for their support. We discussed this as a family before this decision was made. Thank you all very much. I think that I possess the sort of qualifications that you all will expect to see as a member of the local judiciary. I can tell you that I will strive to give you my best efforts to not only you to honor the support you've shown me, but also to the citizens of the county as I continue to serve them. But you need to know that I owe a great debt of gratitude to the man who brought me into public service some nearly 25 years ago, and that's Tom Maness, because without Tom Maness's support and agreement to handle this in the way we have agreed to do it, this would not have been possible. So thank you, Tom Maness. I appreciate it. I know you're making a sacrifice for the office. You know I will be available. My guess is the ongoing legal business we have, it'll take me about a year to really fully acclimate the people who are going to handle it while I'm gone. But as you know, Tom Maness has agreed to hold that position open so that when the people of this county have selected a person to fill the remainder of the interim term, I'll be able to go back to that position and continue my public service, which is my chosen profession in this life. Now, I need to make something very clear for a number of people who have been worried about it, and I'm not really sure why. I am not now a candidate for the election to the County Court at Law number 1. I will not become a candidate for the election to County Court at Law number 1. I am a man of my word. What I have said, I will do. I will not seek election. I will go back to the district attorney's office a year from now after the voters have chosen an appropriate successor. And I wanted to make that very clear. Again, thank you very much.
Judge, I'd like to say something.
Please, go ahead.
Mr. Rugg, when you first spoke to me about this, and I met with Mr. Maness after that, he said, well, he's not doing anything anyway, so. That's not true, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. But I want to say, you know, since I've been on the court, Commissioner Alford told me, say, you need to lean on Tom Rugg for advice so you don't make mistakes legally that can get you in a lot of trouble. And every time I've called you, you've responded. And you gave me honest. Sometime I might have disagreed, but I still followed what you said because you had to represent me if I did wrong. So I want to make sure that you understand you have my full support. We haven't voted yet, but you have one vote so far.
Tom, I just echo those comments. I've known you for 20 years now, and you're a man of integrity. And I appreciate the fact that you submitted yourself to this, to serve at that court. And Judge Maness, thank you for your cooperation with your office. This is one way that county government can show that we can save some money and be efficient and have a good, effective person in there in that court for the time being until the people decide who sits there. So, thank you.
I ditto Commissioner Weaver's comments. Tom, you've been an excellent resource of professional courtesy and opinion for this court since I've been a part of it. I've relied on your expertise, and you have never let us down, to my knowledge. And I think you will make an outstanding interim judge in this position. And you're a man of your integrity and professional ethics. We trust you and what you've said and what you've told this court. And
I think that's awesome that you stepped up and offered your professional services in that manner. And Mr. Maness, Judge Maness, also applaud you for allowing this to happen and let the taxpayers save some money and use our resources as best we can, and also committing to have let Tom have his job back when he gets through with this assignment. Thank you both.
See, Judge, I wanted to say this. Judge Maness, Tom, who's going to be sitting there now? Because we might as well put them under the heat.
Yeah, we're going to have Steve Wiggins sitting here.
Come on up, Steve. The good thing about this is Steve has worked in his place several times, and we trust you. Mr. Maness, you have a super staff, and I want to make sure we go public and let you know we trust and appreciate the guidance that y'all give us, because it saved us a lot of headaches, and we want to thank you publicly for that.
Thank you, Commissioner, very much, and we'll make ourselves available to you and everyone else. Just give us a call. We'll try to continue the legacy that Mr. Rugg has established. Unfortunately, it may not be quite as quickly responded to without his assistance, but we'll strive to make it even as best we can, if not as good as it has been, hopefully.
Thank you. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Ayes have it unanimously. We will have a short delay in swearing in Mr. Rugg, because there are some required filings that he has to make with the county clerk's office. And once that is done, we will swear him in so that, because of a conflict in my schedule, so that he can handle my probate docket this morning. And I made a mistake earlier and neglected to mention something. Are there any representatives here today that are here for National Adoption Day?
Oh.
Please come forward. I'd like to read this proclamation and then let you say whatever you'd like to share with the members of the public and the court. Says, whereas Jefferson County recognizes the importance of giving children permanent, safe, and loving families through adoption, and whereas more than 107,000 children in the United States foster care system are waiting to be adopted, and whereas more than 6,148 children in Texas are waiting for permanent families, and whereas more than 24 children in Jefferson County are waiting for permanent families, and further, whereas to help these children find permanent, nurturing families, the local courts of Jefferson County will open their doors on National Adoption Day, Friday, November 18, 2011, to finalize the adoptions of local children and join other organizations to celebrate all adoptions. And whereas this effort, along with similar celebrations in all 50 states around the country, will offer children the chance to live with stable and loving families and encourage other dedicated individuals to make a powerful difference in the lives of a child through adoption. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby proclaim November 18, 2011 as National Adoption Day in Jefferson County, and in doing so, we urge all citizens to join this national effort to raise awareness about the importance of adoption.
Yes, my name is Carrie Levere, and I'm a foster care supervisor here in Beaumont. And I have with me members from the court as well as CASA. And we'd just like to say that November is National Adoption Awareness Month. Throughout November, mass adoptions, match parties, and other events are held to put the spotlight on the plight of children waiting for permanent homes and normal lives. Many events occur around National Adoption Day on the 19th of November. Jefferson County will hold its National Adoption Day on November 18th, beginning at 10 a.m. at the Jefferson County Courthouse in Judge Larry Thorne's courtroom. 14 children will be adopted into 9 forever families. And we'd just like to welcome each of you to come, if you can come and join us on that day. Thank you.
Judy, is there anything anybody else wanted to say? Well, I certainly want to commend all of you for your efforts. And you might not know, but I have 2 daughters, both of whom are adopted. The oldest one was our foster child before she became our child. This morning, as I was getting the 9-year-old ready for school and she was fighting me, I had significant questions about whether the decision I'd made to adopt her was the correct one. However, after dropping her off at school, I settled down a little. And so thank you so very much for all the work you do and for those children. It's just wonderful. Now, Mr. Rugg, how do we go from here?
If we just take a brief break, I think it's time to all require to work pretty open. I'll talk that over to the county clerk.
Feel like you must.
Congratulations.